For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Paying attention to your inner critic. You'll want to be sitting up so that you are alert and yet relaxed. And take a couple of breaths to just bring yourself into the present moment. We're going to look at this because stories of guilt or shame become habitual reactions to the stress we have in the world. And we want to learn how to be curious instead of judgmental. So if a voice pops up to debate your meditation or distract your attention, just welcome the inner critic. It can be here too. We're not pushing it away, but we're learning to deal with it. So we're going to pay really close attention to what happens when the inner critic dominates our mind. So think about one of the stories that your inner critic tells you. It may be a story that you're not enough, not smart enough, not attractive enough, not successful enough. It may be a story that you're too much, too needy, always looking for attention. Or maybe it's a story that you don't belong, you're not acceptable, you're different. Or a story that you're stupid, you can't do anything right. Think about one of those stories, or maybe two go hand in hand, that's fine. And just repeat them to yourselves a few times. Notice what sensations you're feeling in your body right now. You're feeling open and spacious, or contracted and tense? Is there a pain somewhere in your body? Maybe there's an emotion like sadness, fear, or anxiety that's present. Just notice what emotion comes up when you're believing this story your inner critic's telling you. Maybe there's images that arise in your mind. Sometimes listening to our inner critic is really hard and it's really painful. And that's why we usually just turn away or try to ignore it, but what we resist persists. So just take a moment to offer yourself some support as you look at your inner critic. You might give yourself support by taking some long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe you stretch in a gentle way. Or put your hand lightly on your forearm or your heart. And notice how giving yourself support makes it a little bit easier to deal with your inner critic. Now let's see what it feels like to offer yourself kindness and care. So, whether you repeat these aloud or silently to yourself, repeat the following phrases. May I be kind and gentle with myself. May I be kind and gentle with myself. May I trust that I'm doing my best. May I trust that I'm doing my best. May I cultivate patience with myself. May I cultivate patience with myself. Just take some time to notice how those phrases of self-compassion feel for you. It might feel totally easy to talk to yourself that way. It may be somewhat unfamiliar, or it may be really awkward and you're feeling a lot of resistance. Whatever you're feeling, that's okay. It's where you are right now. And we all have to start with where we're at. So if you weren't comfortable offering them to yourself, imagine someone you love, someone you know really cares for you, is saying them to you. So they're saying, may you be kind and gentle with yourself. May you be kind and gentle with yourself. May you trust that you're doing your best. May you trust that you're doing your best. May you cultivate patience with yourself. May you cultivate patience with yourself. And notice how you're feeling after receiving these phrases from someone who really cares about you. It's possible you can't connect with these phrases right now, and that's okay. Remember, the stories your inner critic has been telling you have created such strong neural pathways. It's going to take a lot of practice to learn new ways of being with ourselves. Using these phrases of kindness allows us to listen deeply and counter our inner critic as we learn to meet our suffering with compassion rather than judgment or shame. and coming back to the sensation of your breathing. Relaxing any tension in your body. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you for practicing.